Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. What is communion? Where did it come from? Is it an ancient ritual of the old church era? Has its time come and gone? Is there a new spiritual order? Well, in The Power of Communion Revealed, author C. Earl Romig addresses, examines, and places these questions and more in the proper perspective. He offers an in-depth study of the power of communion, going back into original scriptures in Greek and Hebrew. He shares greater insight about what Jesus Christ meant, as opposed to the Christian scribes who translated Bible books into English. Through a host of Bible verses, The Power of Communion Revealed calls attention to the information that might have been missed in interpretation through the span of 2,000 years. The son of missionaries, an educator, businessman, and an adamant student of the Word of God, which eventually led to the deeper study of what the original text was actually saying. C. Earl Romig, author of The Power of Communion Revealed, Getting Away from Religion and Stepping into Relationship, is our guest on This Week in America. Charles, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is such an important book and a book that you've put research in. It's so well written. When did you get the inspiration, the motivation to write this book?
When?
Yeah. How did this whole book come about? Why did you decide to write this?
About 5 years ago. 2013.
Yeah. Why at that point did you decide to write this book? As I mentioned, you've been studying this for years. Why did you feel the urge to put this into book form?
Well, when I was going to a church, and after about 9 months of going, I found out that they didn't believe in communion. And so I was going to get up and talk a little bit, you know, and give a few scriptures. But the whole thing morphed into what became now the book. And it was basically by the Lord's design to get me to do that book. I didn't quite know that I was supposed to write a book.
Sometimes it works that way, doesn't it? Where you're driven to do something you didn't think you had in you or you were going to do. And you've talked about that, the inspiration of being driven to write the book. The book is The Power of Communion Revealed, Getting Away from Religion and Stepping into Relationship. C. Earl Romig is the author and our guest. That's R-O-M-I-G. The book's available the usual places, Amazon, wherever books are sold, and you can go to Charles' website, which is charlesromig.com, and I'll give you that throughout the course of the program. Let's talk about the benefits of the book. Who will benefit and how will they benefit with the research you've done for your book?
Well, the book is so timely because we're facing a plague here that we need to put into proper perspective.
Yes.
Jesus's full ministry, he used two words. Fear not. Fear not, for I am with you. And that is what we're to do. That's not a suggestion, that's an actual command. We're not to fear. And if perfect love casts out fear, that's what the scripture says. But we don't want to take and reverse that and say perfect fear casts out love, because we don't want to push the perfect one away from us. And that's God himself, Jesus.
I see chapters in the book, several that would relate to, as you mentioned, what we're going through now with the coronavirus in your book, The Power of Communion Revealed. Talk about the several chapters that really can guide us through this very difficult period we're going through now.
Yes, we've got the first one that they want to look at, the readers, is faith. What it is, how to get it, how to keep going and using it. And then the second one is Jehovah, your healer. And that That's our God. And then the next important chapter is the power given and the authority bestowed. And then the next one is my summation. And I will give a lot of information that unfortunately the church tends not to give, you know, talking about things like the placebo effect. Yes. And some of those things.
That's in the book, a number of chapters that are relevant today, the power of communion revealed, getting away from religion and stepping into relationship. C. Earl Roeming is our guest on the program. The book is unique in the way it's laid out. Talk about this, because the book is all scripture. And very simply, you say scripture explains scripture. Talk about that concept.
Yes, and in fact, there over 2,000 years, there's been great scholars that have given opinions, but not necessarily what God really wanted us to fully understand. So the Lord actually told me to refrain from any opinion of my own. So out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the scripture says, every word is confirmed.
Yeah, the book is The Power of Communion Revealed, Getting Away from Religion and Stepping into Relationship by C. Earl Roemig, our guest. That's R-O-M-I-G. So scripture explains scripture. When you went back and started this process of learning because of questions you had, were you surprised by what you found when you actually studied the scripture?
Yes, very much. I started this more than 30 years ago. I noticed that when you go into the, I use three books. I use the dictionary, the Strong's Concordance, and the Interlinear Greek and Hebrew Bible in English. And a lot of times, one Greek word has as many as almost 100 English words in it.
Yes.
And each one of those describes an entirely different thing that's going on in that particular use of that word.
And that was obviously very enlightening for you and will be for the reader as you read scripture. The Power of Communion Revealed, Getting Away from Religion and Stepping into Relationship. So this, would ask the research, but this basically is what something that's taken years that's been formulated in your mind and then finally appears as the book. This is something that's been on your mind for, it sounds like, even decades.
Yes. Yes, very much. Amazing. Amazing. I can take, in some cases, the words have, just to have. And that Greek word is skeo. And I put it into a sentence that says, basically, you can, if you abide in Christ, you don't need to be sick. And it goes into, actually, it talks about other words like, if you are uncircumcised of heart and mind, tremble. Now, those, how do those words come into the word have?
Yes.
Just
yes.
The word have. Amazing.
It is, and that was the word I was going to use, amazing, when you think of all the various translations, what the translations, how many times what all of that has gone through, and you wonder the validity of some of the words. And if you've ever wondered that, Charles has gone and done that work for you, going back to the scripture, which explains scripture. The book is The Power of Communion Revealed, and the video version we're doing of this, which you'll find on our YouTube channel, and on the screen, you'll see a picture of the book cover. Charles has the book cover in a large form next to him. Explain the book cover, because there's a story behind this as well, isn't there?
Yes. What do you want to know about it?
Well, where did this concept, it's a fascinating picture, it's a captivating picture. Where did this idea come from?
Well, I actually had an encounter in which I stood before the Lord. And that's as close as I could get to his face. So,
yeah, this is interesting to see the picture. And if you go to Charles' website, charlesromig.com, and that's R-O-M-I-G.com, information there on the book. You can order the book there as well. It's also available at the usual places, and you can see the book cover and see exactly what we're talking about. What kind of response have you been getting to the book? What kind of feedback are you getting from family, friends, fellow churchgoers?
I have not been able to get the book out yet to hardly any of my family. I think I gave one book away to one of my good friends, and I haven't talked to him since. So I have not been getting any feedback at all.
Well, the book is
surely looking for it.
Well, yeah, the book is in its infancy, excuse me, in terms of at least the promotion and getting the book out there. Writing the book is one thing. Getting it into the hands of people where it's beneficial is something else. And we're attempting to assist with that process today. And if you go to Charles' website, you'll get information on how to buy the book. And what, Charles, do I understand, if you buy the book through your website, you'll save a little bit of money doing that way, and may want to buy several and pass them out to friends of the people who are reading.
Yes, and don't forget your children.
A crucial, isn't it?
Yes, I was reading the Bible at 7 years old.
That's just amazing, and all of that,
yeah.
All of that background, that love for the reading and the actual word comes through in Charles' book. The title is The Power of Communion Revealed, and this all started when you were at a church where there was not an emphasis placed on communion. Talk about the role of communion today. I was asking in one of the questions, has its time come and gone? Where are we with communion today? And talk about the importance of communion.
The word communion is in Greek is actually koinonia. And what koinonia means is that it is partnership as well as co-union. And I put a bunch of different C-O-M-M words in the book that like commute and so on and so forth. He has commuted our sentence of death and... It's more than just taking the communion emblems.
Yes.
But that's important, is that we need to remember what he did on the cross. He took a terrible beating for us so that we could be healed.
And the title of the book, I think, sums it up so well, The Power of Communion Revealed. Getting away from religion and stepping into relationship. Another in the subtitle, another key factor of the book by C. Earl Roming, our guest on the program. If you're Googling that, that's R-O-M-I-G. His website is charlesromig.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly, get information. Purchase the book there through Charles' website, and you'll be able to save a little bit of money that way. What has this process been like for you? We've got a couple minutes left in the program, but this has been a labor of love for all of these years. You're able to take the insight that you've gained from your intense study of the Bible. What has this been like for you? I would assume it has strengthened your faith as well as giving you a vehicle to strengthen the faith of others.
Yes. Yeah, very much. Learned all kinds of not only Greek and Hebrew words, but English words as well.
Yes.
And very, very enlightening and power-giving.
Yes. I talk about revelation, I'm sure, as you're going through this and discovering what was actually meant in Scripture. A couple minutes left. What do you hope that we take away from reading your book, The Power of Communion Revealed? There is so much there, but what are some of the key messages you hope we take away after we've read it?
Well, the one thing is health. And being able to, even if we were to get the virus here, we're safe. The word salvation means not only to be saved, but to be safe and at peace. And Jesus's Hebrew name is Yeshua. And that means all of those different words.
And I think those chapters, you mentioned that before, the four chapters that relate directly to what we're going through, and so much fear and anxiety. These are chapters that will comfort you as you're reading from Charles' book, The Power of Communion Revealed. Talk about what you're working on next. I understand you've got another project you're working on that will be equally enlightening.
Yes, I've got at least three. The next book, which is I need to clean it up a little bit, and then it'll go to press here in the next month, is called Razzle Dazzle Revelation Unraveled. And boy, does it give us some information that talks about the harpazo, which is the catching away of the church up to heaven. Almost gives us.
Yeah, looking forward to that, because that sounds like that will be, again, equally as life-changing as the book, The Power of Communion Revealed. And what, you've got a couple of other books that you're thinking about or working on as well?
Yes, I'm into the 12th chapter of Job, and Job has a tremendous amount of treasure. Just so the title of that book is going to be the Job's Treasure, and talks about the suffering of Christ and how we should relate to Christ.
Yes.
and everything that God has for us.
Well, it sounds like your days are spent all in study. These have to be rewarding times for you, that you've got the time, the ability, the talent, the desire to actually get into Scripture and give such great information to all of us. This has to be an exciting time for you as you find out more as you're doing the research for your books.
Yes, and the next book, I've already got it transliterated from Hebrew, and that is going to be the Song of Solomon. Hopefully we'll get it out by next Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, okay, that's good. You're committing when you say that publicly, so yes, take your time, and people will be looking for it. And if you go to Charles' website, I'm sure you'll find information on the books that we just talked about that are coming out soon or will be coming out here in the next year or so. The book we talked about today is The Power of Communion Revealed, Getting Away from Religion and Stepping into Relationship. The author is C. Earl Romig, R-O-M-I-G. Books available at Amazon, the usual places. Also at Charles' website, charlesromigjr.com. Now, charlesromig.com. If you go to our website, you can link on directly and get all of that information and information on the book and order it and save a few dollars by doing it that way. Charles, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on what you've done with this. This is a very powerful book. Looking forward to talking with you about the others as they come out. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. C. Earl Romig, the author. The Power of Communion Revealed, Getting Away from Religion and Stepping into Relationship. His website is charlesromig.com. Find the book at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can log on directly to Charles' website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.